For months now, a debate has been simmering in Silicon Valley. Should private companies be entering into lucrative contracts with the federal government that help the Trump administration build tools for use in areas like immigration and defense? That debate is alive and well at Amazon. This week, the Daily Beast reported that the company is trying to woo ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, into using Amazon's controversial facial recognition technology. Andrew Peterson is with the nonprofit Project on Government Oversight and co-reported the story. She told us emails she obtained show Amazon and ICE started discussing this over the summer. Though it's not clear if and when this facial recognition software would be deployed by the agency, I asked Peterson what we know about how that would work.
So basically, facial recognition technology is when you have an algorithm set up that can match pictures with other pictures in a really automated, super fast speed. So much faster than like if you or I were looking at a picture and we're like, oh, yep, that matches that one, that matches that one. These are the same person. And what's concerning to civil liberties advocates and even some former ICE officials is that Amazon is promoting a technology that's capable of doing that, but using it in real time. So real time facial recognition, which means they could set up like a video camera across a crowd and scan it as people go past and say, oh, is this one of the people that we're looking for?
So do we know that ICE has used facial recognition technology in that manner?
We don't know that at this point, and we are actively investigating to try and find out more about how the agency is interested in using this kind of technology. But at this point, they've been very tight-lipped.
Now, you mentioned immigrant rights and privacy advocates are worried about ICE using this technology. Why?
Immigrants' rights groups and civil liberties advocates are worried about ICE using this technology for a number of reasons. And I do want to say it's not just limited to those groups. In fact, for our story, we spoke to a number of former ICE officials, including Alonzo Pena, a former deputy director at the agency, who expressed real concern that what the agency would end up doing with this kind of technology, if they acquired it, was setting up cameras at sensitive locations like churches or hospitals or schools, and then using those to almost randomly search people trying to access those vital services.
I understand there's also a concern about this technology giving false positives. What's that about?
So a false positive is when a recognition system looks at two images and says, yeah, these are the same people, but they're not actually the same people. And facial recognition technology to date has had a lot of problems, particularly when they're trying to match for people of color, which has some potentially pretty scary consequences if you consider this kind of technology being rolled out in, for instance, an immigration or law enforcement situation.
Have Amazon employees raised issues about, you know, their company being part of something like this?
Yes, and that's one of the really interesting things about Amazon's continued interest in working with ICE is that Amazon employees actually publicly came out with a letter saying, hey, we are very uncomfortable with recognition being sold to local police departments. We know from the emails we received that over a month later, ICE continued their discussion with recognition.
Is there anywhere in the U.S. that's using Amazon's recognition, which is the name of their facial recognition software?
So, yes, the ACLU earlier this year reported that a number of local police agencies had been using recognition on sort of a trial basis. So this is technology that's already starting to be rolled out in the field. And unfortunately, at this point, we don't have as much information as we would like about how it's being used or what the implications of it are going to be for fairness of enforcement.
Andrea Peterson is with the nonprofit Project on Government Oversight. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks so much for having me.